The Public Legal Education and Information Service of New Brunswick, a non-profit that provides legal information in the province, is bringing support to tenants through funding from the Federal Department of Justice. The Tenant Information Programme, which is intended to help tenants access legal information when faced with housing issues, is being supported by the University of New Brunswick Legal Clinic and the New Brunswick Coalition for Tenants' Rights. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Michelle Thompson, Executive Director of the Public Legal Education and Information Service of New Brunswick, about the importance of tenants knowing their rights and how the new programme is bringing important information to those who are renting throughout the province.
A lot of resources and also a general legal information line that people can call and talk to our staff and get informational answers to questions about the law. But we've had this big hole in our offerings for years and years that we've been concerned about, where we didn't have any information for tenants about housing rights or any of that kind of thing. And obviously, we, like everyone else, are very concerned about the housing crisis. So finally, we've had an opportunity to actually produce and offer some services in that area, which we're really excited about. It's actually a partnership between us and the University of New Brunswick's Legal Clinic and the New Brunswick Coalition for Tenants' Rights. So we sort of take the lead on a bunch of the program design and information developments. But when it comes to the pieces where there's a little bit of legal advice being given, we're working with the clinic. And for holistic advice on things like, you know, what are the big questions we should be developing info about? How do we make sure that we're really responding to the issues that tenants actually have? We're working with the coalition on making sure that we're following the research on what demographics are important for tenancy issues in New Brunswick, and being as closely plugged into those sort of other important people working on housing issues as much as we can. There's four basic parts to this program. The first is we're drafting a bunch of written legal information for tenants. So we have, I think, 6 or 7 pages right now up on our website, which is legalinfonb.ca, that address everything from rules around when landlords can enter your apartment, rules about ending a lease early, what do you do about mold and pests, issues between roommates, issues with other people who live in the building, all of those kinds of things. And we've kind of tried to prioritize areas that are hard to glean if you just read the Residential Tenancies Act. So we're sort of trying to fill some of those gaps. The second big area is we really wanted to make sure that we were also responding to community demand and supporting local organizing initiatives around tenancy stuff. So we also are working on a series of workshops that we're going to be able to offer by request. So any group can reach out to us and request a tenancy workshop. English, French, no problem. We'll come to where you are, or we'll do it online. And then the third area is our legal info line. So if you've looked through our online resources, you still have questions, or there's something in there that isn't making sense, you can actually call us and talk to our staff lawyer here who specializes in tenancy law and get questions answered, information over the phone, information about the process of, like, if we make a complaint to the TLRO, that's the Tenant and Landlord Relations Office, which in New Brunswick is the body that hears tenant complaints. What does that look like? What evidence do we need? Those sorts of process things. And then the fourth and final thing is we've been concerned about access to legal services for tenants who are living in rural parts of the province, which is a huge amount of the province. Every summer, one of the things that we're doing are these one-day pop-up tenant legal clinics that are taking place in small communities all across the province. So we really have tried to hit the sort of four corners of the province, making sure that people have a little bit of access to at least summary legal advice and the opportunity to come in and talk to somebody about their housing problems.
Maybe reasonably obvious why tenants' rights are important, and is the general sense that tenants do know to some degree what their rights are, or are there issues, are there gaps there?
You know, tenants are inherently a vulnerable population in a lot of ways, right? Like, being a tenant inherently means a little bit of instability in your housing. It means you don't have full control over your housing conditions, particularly in New Brunswick, where we have an under 2% vacancy rate. Lots of regions in the province, it's very close to 0% vacancy rate. There are a lot of pressures on tenants to make do with suboptimal conditions in housing or to tough it out. So it's really important to us that people have as many tools as we can offer them for making sure that they have the safest, most secure housing situations that they can have. And to us, that does mean If there's a law out there that can help you in your pursuit of getting your landlord to address the mice or the mold, or something we get calls about a lot is landlords will just send a tenant a letter saying, "We're evicting you, please move out by X date." That's not the process for evicting. Evictions have to go through the TLRO. If you don't get a very specific type of form for the TLRO, you do not have a legal eviction. So how many people didn't know about that and just moved out and dealt with that?
Can you talk a little bit about kind of what basic rights tenants do have that perhaps they're not aware of?
Absolutely. A couple of the big ones, your landlord is supposed to be turning over your security deposit to Service New Brunswick to be held. They're supposed to give you a receipt for it. So Service New Brunswick holds it and makes sure that it goes back to you at the end of your tenancy, unless there's been real damage to the space, in which case your landlord can use it to pay for damages. And if your landlord hasn't handed that over to Service New Brunswick, it's pretty easy to check. You can check with SNB. There is a process. You can make a complaint to the TLRO to get them to give it to Service New Brunswick. If you've complained to landlords about maintenance issues and they've made some little attempt to remediate it, but it's still a problem, there are things you can follow up and do. You can make complaints about that to the TLRO. If your landlord is just dropping by and saying, "We're evicting you, get out of here," please call somebody and talk to somebody knowledgeable about this before accepting that. Just getting a complaint in doesn't mean that the officer is going to agree with you about what the landlord should do. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to side in your favor. And there's lots to be said about the power dynamics in that relationship and the process that happens there. This is very rarely known, but you actually have the right. You can end a lease early if you are experiencing domestic or family violence or criminal harassment or stalking, and you're staying in the unit is putting you at risk of those things getting exacerbated. So in a domestic violence situation, if you have an emergency intervention order or certain other kinds of protective orders, you actually can get out of the lease early with no penalty.
What does the New Brunswick with provincial government, particularly maybe the federal government as well, what's needed really to ensure? Is there more legislation that really is needed to ensure the protection of tenants?
We're not an advocacy group by nature, and we're not in a position to make policy recommendations to the government. I can say one problem that we're bumping into a lot is that, unlike some administrative decision bodies, the TLRO doesn't release its decisions. So there's no public accessible body for, a legal team like us to look through, where we could search for similar cases to somebody's case and find out what the TLRO tends to do in this kind of situation. And so I think there's not a big body of knowledge out there. In cases where the law isn't totally clear or things seem up for interpretation, how is the TLRO actually handling those problems? If we did have access to a database of those decisions, we would be able to draw conclusions about how the TLRO is deciding in those types of cases, and tenants or landlords who are considering a complaints process would be able to look at those and kind of have a better prediction of what the outcome is going to be, which would help them resolve their issues before needing to go to the TLRO. So that's something that we've wondered about as something that could be helpful from an access to justice perspective. If you're a tenant, before agreeing to anything, before you respond to landlord communications, any of that, take a look and find out what your rights are. Having that information before you go into those conversations is going to help you protect yourself and advocate for yourself much better than you could without. And if you need clarification on that, we're always here. We're a phone call away, and we can help you figure out how to understand your situation and how to go forward. And if there are any groups out there that are listening that would like to have us come in and talk to any audience you have about tenancy rights, give us a call. We would love to come talk to anybody about this.
The Tenant Information Programme info line is 506 453 5369, offering services in English and French. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.